And welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And this is where Doug takes over.
This is where it is now my show. Let's keep talking about Ted Lasso. So here's the thing. Here's my theory about Ted Lasso. No, I could talk about Ted Lasso all day. I'm looking through questions. We have a ton, but some of them are so like, I don't know.
What?
Like we have a bunch that like were from like last year, like around Christmas time. So we have like a bunch of Christmas questions, but like we're in the Halloween season. So let me see if I can find anything.
Let's get spoopy.
No. Dirt Farmer wants to know, what's the best obscure kaiju?
That's the one that no one's ever heard of. So done.
You say Doug?
Yeah, it's the Doug.
The elusive Doug.
There's a mystery one? Science theater without like Yongari is that's the best obscure kaiju. What you remember it? That one? Yongari? Is the Korean film? Is the Korean film the season? It's the new season. Oh, not the new season.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
The Netflix ones. It's the same. It's in the same season as Cry Wilderness.
Oh, it's okay.
It's very funny. It was a very good one.
I'm trying to remember. Was it the turtle? What was Gamera? Was that the one? Like they had a bunch of Mystery Science Theater 3000 episodes on him, like early on. Yeah, Gamera is the one. I would say like the where it was just like a turtle. He was just a fucking spinning turtle, and that could fire like lightning for some reason. It was just such a weird ass kaiju.
All right, there you go.
There you go. Here we go. We'll finally answer this question because they always complain about how we've never answered it. Chaos Saint wants to know thoughts and opinions on the Metal Gear Solid franchise and what is your favorite game in the series?
Who cares and who cares?
Yeah, I have no thoughts or opinions on it. It's not a series I play.
I played the first one and it was a classic and I'll always remember it and it was fun. But after that, I stopped giving a shit. Sorry.
Gameplay wise, Metal Gear Solid 3. Story wise, Metal Gear Solid 4. Because man, that hits the feels. But yeah, I like that series a lot. The only one I haven't finished was the fifth one, which I just re-downloaded.
Wasn't that the one that I made fun of when you were streaming it, Kev? That I was like, oh, this is a walking simulator.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid 5 sounds about right. They give you like one big map and they're like, all right, cool. Go do all these objectives and repeat, rinse, repeat on the same map over and over again until we say stop.
And you did it.
No, I didn't. That's why, as I said, it was the only one I haven't finished.
Yep. Well, it finished you.
It did.
Nikki wants to know, what would your wrestling finisher be?
Oh man.
That'd be cool. I'd want to do something so like I'd want to do something so like fucking insignificant but it causes the most damage. Like I want to be like blow over the wrestler but then the wrestler like absolutely just like falls back as hard as they can and convulses on the ground and shit. Just so, you know, like just the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah. Man. I really liked, was it Bray Wyatt who did the, where he'd get him in like that like headlock and they'd lean back. And then he would do like the, when he was doing that cult
kiss
shit.
Him on the forehead.
Yeah. Yes, all that was one of my favorite like the weird like cultish shit was so fucking weird. I like that stuff because it gave it that like I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah, and he like, was a creepy character.
Yeah, now the Wyatt family.
Yeah. He's gone from WWE, but there's a chance he might go to AEW soon. Oh, so there's a lot of talent coming up.
There is not a chance. He is 100% going. You know that.
Yeah. He's too good of a talent to let slip through their fingers. Because he did all the stuff he did over at WWE. Oh my God, I can fucking talk this morning. Was great. And again, I think it was so creative and so like, I don't know why they got rid of him. I don't know if there's something behind the scenes as to what happened that I don't know about, but like, what a dumb, stupid mistake on their part. He was doing some of the wildest shit over there.
Yeah. There was many times where his career started and stopped because like they would get a really cool storyline and it would fizzle out. Like, and it wasn't his fault. Like the dude is very creative, but they just keep writing him in corners and like, it was bad. So hopefully AEW will be better for him. I don't know. My move, I guess I'd have to be something stupid and then I'd have to apologize for it afterwards or something like that. It'd be like botching a body slam or something. Like, I don't know. And then just, that would be mine.
So was was Sister Abigail the masked thing?
No.
That was the fiend.
That was the fiend. Yeah.
I wonder if WWE owns the fiend.
Probably the likeness, probably that mask and everything. Yeah, I would assume.
That would suck because that was such a cool
character. Yeah, even though like he's the one who made it. Like that was 100% him. Like, I mean, even the mask and stuff was like, I think like he paid to have it made. And I forget who he went through, but whoever made it was, they were like prop, like people who do stuff for like horror films and stuff, if I remember correctly.
Their WrestleMania stuff. They had Tom Savini
on it. I'm guessing that he's not going to be able to take that with him because in the WWE shop they sell both the replica mask and the entrance lantern.
Oh yeah,
so they probably own all of that.
So he'll probably come up with something different. But, I mean, the guy's creative. He'll find a way to get it
over. Although, they do have his stuff called Brian Watts Heel and Hurt Gloves. So maybe they can sell through the stuff. I mean, they still have his name listed on WWE on the merch. So
it sounds like you called him Brian Watts.
That's what I heard, too. I think that's what he said.
Brian Watts.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's Brian Watts. This is his full name.
The Fiend, Brian Watts. Sounds about right.
June, Lovebat wants to know, and I may have already asked this one. I normally delete the questions after we ask them, but we're in that spooky time of year. Do you have Halloween traditions? What are they? Horror Fest. That is a thing that my friends have been doing even before we introduced it on 8-Bit. We introduced on 8-Bit because I was like, hey, this is a thing that me and my friends do. We should do this.
I always watch The Crow on Devil's Night. Like I've been pretty good about that one since probably the 90s. So
I don't, that's a weird one to me.
Candy corn. Because
The Crow is not good.
No, it's not.
I think it's generational. I liked it. I like that movie a lot, and I like the soundtrack a lot. So it's,
I don't think it's kind generational, Kev, because I'm in the same generation as you, and I don't like it.
Okay, fair enough. To each their own.
No. I'm not putting you down. I'm not saying
you were.
Your tradition's a tradition. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's not a good movie. You know what, though? I feel the same way about, like, to go to, like, Christmas, like, because, like, everyone, you know, they do that like that. Oh, Christmas Story for 24 hours on like whatever. No. Like, objectively, while it has its funny moments, also like peters out really like right at the end. Like that movie has a shit ending and it's like just not, it loses. It's just not good. Also, another Christmas movie that's absolute garbage, and you can fucking don't fight you me on this.
Fucking what, say it.
You know, It's a Wonderful Life. That movie fucking sucks. Not a good movie.
I thought you were going to say like Ernest Christmas. I was like, bite your fucking tongue.
Christmas Vacation? Absolute garbage.
I will fucking throw you out of a moving van.
Get Cousin Eddie's crazy ass out here to kidnap you.
I will put a bow on you. Yeah, I don't know. Halloween traditions, they're not as good as Christmas traditions, but candy corn, that's a tradition that has to happen every year. I have to buy that. You know, scary movies and, going and doing a breaking and entering just for fun, just to scare someone. I mean, that's just a little tradition.
What? I'm sorry, can you repeat that? On the mic?
I may have killed Doug.
Well, I'm also thinking, like, hey, bud, like, if a police blotter goes out for a break, someone breaking and entering, and you match the description, I'm pretty sure this can be used as evidence.
That Key and Peele skit where he's rapping about killing somebody. Nah, but I mean, all that stuff really happened. No, it's just my rap.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Nothing like breaking into someone's house in the middle of the night and then just not stealing anything. Just go in there to scare them and then laugh like, rawr, got you. And then running out the front door.
It's a dangerous sport here in Texas. the stand your ground or whatever, the homestead or whatever. It's like you could protect your home. Like someone breaks in, like you are more than you. It's more than legal to kill them. Mm-hmm. So it was a dangerous game with a very dangerous prize.
In Texas, that's the one thing you could give to Texas. You don't see a lot of breaking and enterings into homes. It's just cars because people don't fuck. Like, they're like, we could break into a car, but we're probably gonna break ourselves if we break into a home. So they're mm-hmm.
This one may have already been asked and it's fine, but we're in the spooky season now. So speaking of, also, hey guys, submit your questions, and if you've got any like Halloween or whatever scary spooky stuff, this is the time to ask it because we're in the month. But Jin Lobet says, what's your absolutely favorite spooky / horror movie? Like, I can't remember if I've already asked this, but here you go. My absolute favorite. I absolutely love the Chucky franchise, but I don't know if it's my favorite.
Right? Like, I love the Freddy Krueger series. Like, that's what I grew up on, but I don't know if it's my favorite. And then I want to answer something that I want to give a very Disney answer, like saying what the fuck? I just lost the movie. I'll put a spell on you.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, because it's just iconic.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Dude, I really, really liked the new Candyman.
It was good.
I thought it was so good.
Mm-hmm. But are you just saying that because it's fresh on your mind?
I think so, but like that's one I could like watch every year. Like, it was that good. And that weird. I liked it. But also like The Conjuring too. The first Conjuring movie was so good and like so creepy. Mm-hmm. Everything after kind of lackluster in comparison.
Yeah.
From that franchise specifically.
It was worth watching too with you guys just to see Jeremy kept jumping in your lap.
The Conjuring 2. Yeah.
I've blocked it out of my mind. I don't even remember watching it.
I wish we would have saved that stream.
Yeah, man, that's a tough question. I don't have an answer. Sorry.
The first one that comes to mind for me is Night of the Living Dead, the original black and white version. And it's not like it's my favorite horror movie, but it's the first one that came to mind when she asked that, just because I remember watching it as a kid. And it has a very grim ending, which is... As watching it as a kid, I was not used to. So it was, that stuck with me.
You know what, man? We watched that for Horror Fest, and I just wasn't that impressed. I was like, so this is what the Hoopla is all about? Like, it's not like a great movie, but I understand at the time why it's the first of its kind, right? But going back, you're just like, Shit, if you didn't watch this back in the day, if you watch this today, like, everything else blows it out of the fucking water. Like,
exactly.
I, you know,
but, yeah, but it's the, you know, it's, it is the start of the modern zombie
movie. I know, that's why I definitely give it credit, but I just, I was like, watching it, it's kind of like, is almost, it's like, eh.
That's how I feel about episode 4 of Star Wars, where you're like, it's like, this is, I understand objectively this is a good movie, but like everything, like even in like just straight to Empire, like blows it out of the fucking water. Like the pacing, everything about the second movie is so much better.
Yeah.
You're about to say something, Jer.
Yeah. I think that I might have one for maybe that'll ring with Doug. Maybe Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, Cabin in the Woods is very good too.
That's a
good one. Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Very good too.
Mm hmm.
Dude, Werewolves Within that we watched a couple of weeks ago, also very
good. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
That was so yeah, good.
That's a pretty funny movie.
Oh, man. Okay, let's, this one, also from June, not related to the spooky season. What is the best souvenir you've ever gotten? Doesn't matter if you bought it or someone else did. What's your favorite souvenir?
It would have been Adams West's signature.
That's your mouth.
Best souvenir. Oh, that's a good question. Trying to think of all the, of, I'm not a big souvenir guy.
I know that, but it's funny just seeing all those collectibles behind you. And you're,
yeah, no, it's like it's different because those are collectibles and right. Not necessarily souvenirs. Right. But yes, it's right. Still very funny. Like, yeah. Okay, so I have some like tour posters like that are packed away that I've kept because that stuff's cool. But I would say one of the coolest things, and it's probably nothing in reality, but when we were doing shows that we were in California, I think we were in either San Jose or San Francisco. Someone came to our show and they were like, hi, I work for the city of whichever city we were in. And they're like, and one of my responsibilities is to give, like the you know, the key to the city, you know, those things, you know, and they're like, then like, you know, it's all, this is just, it's all ceremonial or whatever, it really means nothing, but we give it to people, an artist and people that come and visit our city and that we deem like important, I guess, or something. I forget exactly how they worded it. Again, this was like 15 years ago, but I have this key and it's still on my keyring, and it is like this, it looks like an old like brass key, this old brass key that I got from somewhere in California. That was just like, you know, we were talking about it afterwards, and I'm like, that's really cool. And they're like, it was, they probably don't actually work there or whatever. And I was like, I don't care. Like this, the thought of it was cool. Like this, the here have these old brass keys, and it's like this big. And if you look at my keychain, which I don't really only use for work, I have, it's still on there, this brass key, this old, like, I mean, Victorian era looking brass key, you know, it's pretty cool. Nice. That's one of my favorites. I don't know. It means it probably literally meant nothing, you know, like, but it was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I got to say, probably I was thinking about it, and one of my favorite movies of all time is The Dark Knight. And I actually ordered the newspapers that were used for the film, and I put them in frames, and they're still sitting in a closet because I haven't put them up yet. But yeah, those are pretty cool souvenirs. Like they, you know, pretty neat. So I got those. Kev?
Oh, no. And
you got a ton of wrestling stuff. You probably caught one of the jock straps from one of your favorite wrestlers like at one point.
Holy shit. Sorry, my phone just
that would have been nice.
Really loud. I hope you guys didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it.
Sorry.
I'm sure you've caught picks and stuff, or you got like a guitar that someone smashed over your head.
No. But wrestling wise, I mean, there was, I went to an NXT event when they first started doing a tour and they hit Chicago, and I got a signed poster of the event. So everyone who was performing that night signed by their like picture or whatever. And like, there's a lot of those people that are either in AEW or WWE now. So, I mean, I'd say that was pretty cool getting that. And then also, I got, when we got married, I got my parents a Big Ben clock that would, it had a little like pocket watch battery in it. When you turned it a certain way, it like lit up blue. And so that was cool. And it was a little like, it was a Big Ben, like fully like full metal or whatever, die cast or whatever. And they, in the middle was a little clock that actually did work. So it was like a souvenir slash actual clock. So I got that and it was, I thought that was pretty cool.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's enough questions for today. That's enough. Okay. You've asked for too much from us. Okay. God, thank you for tuning in for the first Willy Scally week of October. And next week we'll have even more for you. So until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.